My name is Dr. Nima Rahmani from Vets on Crown in Surry Hills.
Where has the disease originated from? Where does this disease start?
Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease that usually in urban area, mice and rats usually play a big role in also the infected animals. So it's just very difficult to just pinpoint. There have been few different suggestions, like the population of rats in the recent months might have contributed to the problem. I don't believe that there has been, as far as I know, there has been any studies done to quite understand why it happened.
So what has your role been throughout the leptospirosis outbreak?
So since early 2018, we managed to diagnose 6 out of 7 cases of, like, confirmed cases of leptospirosis in Sydney city area. So I just been the vet, happened to be the vet that just diagnosed, involved in the diagnosis of those cases here.
Do you think that it could possibly be down to the construction that's happening in the city? I just noticed that the spots at leptospirosis and the rats have been sort of the same as areas that a lot of construction has been going on. Do you think that could contribute?
Sure. Like yourself, I have seen and I have read that there have been suggestions about that, but because there haven't been any studies done in that area, it's very difficult to tell. I don't believe that it's just more than a guess. It could be correct, but at this point, as far as I know, there hasn't been any study.
Right. Yeah. I saw that Vets on Crown is also collaborating with the University of Sydney, who are doing a sort of research project into it. What exactly are you guys looking at?
Basically, I was approached by one of the specialists from Sydney University as soon as they noticed that we have been involved in diagnosing these cases. There are a few vets that are helping them that we basically, for unvaccinated animals, cats and dogs, we collect blood and urine free of charge, and we just there is a questionnaire that the owners fill out and then pass it on to the Sydney University specialists to just look into it to see the prevalence of this disease and the presence of the bacteria in the local animals, birds and pets. So the reason that they are, in our experience, all of the diagnosed animals unfortunately passed. And then something else that I just noticed in the media in the last 24 hours, the number has been increased to 8, but just because they have included the case in December 2017 that was diagnosed by Sydney University specialists. So if you include that, which happened in December 2017 in total, by now it's 8 cases.
Right. So should we be concerned that humans can get sick from this too?
Of course, that's a good question. The human definitely can get the infection if they are exposed. Most of these infections for humans are occasional or when they get exposed to the urine of the affected animals. So, yes, technically they can. Humans can get passed on to the human as well, yes. So for that reason, we do recommend if anyone's animals, if any family's got an animal that is diagnosed with leptospirosis, they need to go and consult with their medical professional or GPs so they can.
Okay, so just with the UCID research,
yep.
Is that into the vaccine or the disease itself or both?
In terms of vaccination, I like that there are more than 250 different types of this bacteria that exist. So only the most, common type is called Copenhagen, which is the only one that we have a vaccine available for dogs in Australia. And out of these 6 cases that we diagnosed, and 7 cases including the Sydney University, 2 of them we managed to do further testing to clarify what type they are, and they are exactly, like, fortunately, they were exactly the same type that there is a vaccination available for. So that's why we still, although no one can be 100% that all of those cases have been the same kind, but vaccinating animals and pets remains the best course of action in order to prevent the infection in the future.
Right. And just how many vaccines do you think you've given to dogs so far?
We have in the hundreds, and we have given, and also we have helped RSPCA and Sydney City Council to do free vaccinations. There have been two occasions that we did that. We helped them for locals in the community. We're talking about hundreds, yeah.
And have you noticed that the amount of dogs that are unfortunately passing away has slowed down, or has it remained steady over the year?
So the last case that we diagnosed, the last case that was diagnosed and happened, it happened about 4 weeks ago. So since the last 4 weeks, there hasn't been any more, to my knowledge.
Okay, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Not a problem, my pleasure.